Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. It is now the 8:30 hour. Time for Words of Wisdom. And I'm your host, Diane Adams, a servant of God. As always, it's an honor and a privilege to be allowed to come before the people of God. God provides the opportunity. And I am thankful and grateful. And I thank each and every one of you. I know many of you are from the New Orleans area, and we have in trying times with the storm. But you made and you pressed your way through. And we have come together tonight to fellowship in the word of God, one with another. The body of Christ partakers of the household of faith. And our lesson tonight, the title of it is, Remember, nothing that is happening is taking God by surprise. And we're going to be in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Remember, nothing that is happening, nothing that's going on in the midst of the storm and the floods and the fires all around the world and COVID-19, is not taking God by surprise. And he promised to work it all out together for our good. So we just have to hold on to the confession of our faith. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And realize that God has the whole world in his hand. And he make no mistakes. Time, I'm going to play a song. And after the song, we're going to go into prayer. Time is truly passing by, and we are now already in the month of September, and we always, on the first Wednesday of each month, our prayer warrior, Sister Pam, comes, and she brings us to the throne of grace in prayer, where mercy can be found. So at this time, I'm going to play the song. And then we're going to go back and receive the prayer. And then we'll expound on the lesson. But remember, nothing that is happening is taking God by surprise. You don't have to wonder if God knows. Yes, he knows. You don't have to wonder if God's going to work it out, because he say he work all things out together for our good. You don't have to wonder if God walked away from you, because God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You don't have to worry if God has turned his back on you, because he said you belong to him. So I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to come and go to God's throne in grace. And then we're going to expound on the word.
Sometimes it seems hard to see, I guess, for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Oh, when you cry, I'm know in my heart that you really love me. But other times I must question your faith. Oh, don't give up, always look up. Don't give in, I'm right there in the midst. Yeah, yeah, thank you, Lord, I'm right there. Tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know me right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of your family was gone. When you couldn't see your night from day. Oh,
and I thought that song was so appropriate for our lesson tonight, which the title is, Remember, Nothing That Is Happening Is Taking God by Surprise. And even in these tough times, if you can't hear God's voice, just trust his plan, because he's God and he do understand. Jesus Christ walked the earth like us, and things that are happening to us happen to him. So he is a Savior that understands our infirmities. Hallelujah. And nothing is taking him by surprise. So at this time, we're going to have our prayer. Our prayer warrior, Sister Pam, has already press the one button on the phone. And at this time, we're going to turn everything over to her, and she may come to you the way that she wants.
Good evening, everybody. I pray that everybody is well this evening and in a safe, comfortable place. This is the prayer list for September the 2nd, 2021. Kathy Hartman and family. Marguerite Singleton, Stephen Nguyen, Minister Diane and family, Diane McBride and family, the Nguyen family, the Brian Williams, Mr. George, Sylvester Daniel, Gabrielle Muffin Moore, Chantel Bro, Anika Drew, Emma Turner, Lee Calhoun, Tyrone Coleman, Ezariah Hurd, Minister Paula Cloud, Vanessa Laurent, Vanessa Humphrey, the Moses and Mitchell family, Beverly Ferguson, Florida Kasia, Elizabeth Bias, Spencer Moore, Margie Bridges, the Bridges family, Larry Bridges, Sandra Bridges. Prayers for Verlene Garrett's family. She passed away. Praying for all those that are suffering from the COVID-19 virus. Praying for those that are homeless. Praying for those tonight that are behind prison walls. Praying for those, Lord Jesus, that suffering from mental illnesses. Praying for the whole entire Bible study. Praying for Shatika Clerk, the entire state of Louisiana, all those in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, those in LaPlace, Louisiana. Praying for those that are away from home that can't come back right now. Praying for all those that was still left at home that wasn't able to leave. Praying that soon they would have some kind of relief and comfort. Oh, Father God, I come on this night just to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, oh Lord, for your life. Thank you, oh Father God, for your amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Oh Lord Jesus, I come right now lifting up the names of all of my brothers and sisters that comes asking for prayer. Father God, you know us. You know all about us, and you know what you all stand in need of. Oh, Father God, we need you right now. We need you, Lord. Father God, whatever the need is, may it be one thing, some need you for one thing, and some things people need you for another. But I pray, oh, Lord Jesus, that you supply that they every need. Father God, I pray that you continue to cover us under your precious blood. Oh, Lord Jesus, continue to bless and anointing our teacher, Minister Diane, and her family. Lord, continue blessing our Bible study each and every Wednesday night. Lord, you say ask, and it shall be given. You say seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto us. Protect us, O God, from all danger, seen and unseen. Lord, I know right now we're living in some perilous times, but you say these things must come to pass. So we know that this is not the this is only the beginning of sorrow, but the end is not yet. So to you, my brothers and sisters on tonight, I just pray that you keep your hands in God's unchanging hands and don't give up on faith and don't give up on hope and definitely don't give up on Jesus Christ. In the sweet name of Jesus Christ, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you all praise, all glory, and all honor. In Jesus' sweet name, I say amen, 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 and thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Sister Pam, for your commitment, for the beautiful words of encouragement. For just being here on tonight in the midst of everything that's going on in our lives. We were created to give God glory, honor, and praise. And I believe that God is pleased with each and every one of us because we continue to press in the midst of the storm. The Bible said the world, the joy we have, the world didn't give it to us. And we can't let the world take it away with every wind that blows. And for that, we say thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank everyone on the line. And I said, God bless those who had a desire to come, a call, and couldn't. And we're going to go on with our Bible study on tonight. Thank you again, Sister Pam.
You're welcome.
And again, our title for tonight is Remember, I'm Coming, You Guys. Well, I don't know what's going on, but we're here. And we're going to go ahead and go with the lesson. I pray that everybody is safe. I pray if anyone is in a hotel or anything and their funds is running out, that God work it out for their good. I pray that everything work out all right. Well, again, the title of the lesson is, remember, nothing that is happening is taking God by surprise. We have to remember that. And if I do a little background, I want us to know that you have to truly, truly understand God to be all right in the midst of a storm. You have to truly understand that God is who he says he is and can do what he says he can do. But for us to truly understand that nothing that is happening is taking God by surprise, you have to go back to the beginning. I mean the beginning, the very, very beginning. You see, even before the world was created, God in his ultimate wisdom, his power, his glory, and his might had a master plan for his creation and everything in it. And God decided everything that would happen every minute, every hour, every second of the day, God orchestrated it and knew what he would allow. But I need to tell you that that master plan included you. He knew when you would be born, to who you would be born to, and if you would accept his son or if you wouldn't accept his son. See, God had it all in him. And then it became, and he put it in motion when he spoke. And when he spoke the word, let there be, everything in his master plan would be fulfilled. But besides that, we have to understand that God, because of that, God is sovereign. And when we say that God is sovereign, we are saying that God can do whatever he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and who he wants. And we have to look at God's attributes to understand how he's looking out for our best interest, to understand how none of this what that is happening can take him by surprise. So if we look at the attributes of God, we'll see that God is omnipotent. And that means that God has all power in his hand. God can do anything, and he could do everything through his will and his way. And then we see that God is omnipresent. That means that God is present at all times. And because God is present at all times, that allows us to know that he's everywhere at the same time. And because he's everywhere at the same time, the Bible teaches us that God is our present help. God is our present help. And that means that every way you are doing, God is right there. Because he's our refuge in a time of a storm and our present help. And then when we look at and we say that God is omniscient, That means God knows everything. God knew September the 2nd at the 8:30 hour that you guys would call into the program. God knows who lights have come on in the city of New Orleans and who lights are already are off. You see, God knows all things. Many people get confused with that to think if God has predestined us and our way, that what sense do it make to do what you do? But God chooses who would be saved and not be saved. It's not that God chooses who to be saved, because you got to accept Christ on your own free will. But God, in his omniscience, he knew who would accept his son and who wouldn't. See, he knows everything. He don't make you go left when you want to go right. But even when you're trying to decide what to do or what not to do, by him being all-knowing, he knew the outcome. He knew you was going to go left. He knew what was waiting for you on the left. He knows what's waiting for you on the right. The Holy Ghost is speaking inside of you with the wisdom of God that's telling you to go one way or another. But you got to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. You see, that's why so many people say, something told me not to go that way. That's the Spirit of God living inside of his people. Some people say, I should have followed my first mind, in reference to the Holy Spirit working in the lives of the people, trying to guide you and mold you and shape you until everything and the intended purpose that God had for your life, even before the foundation of the world. You see, God knows all things, and that's why I could have the title that I have tonight. And I'm asking you to always remember that nothing is happening can take God by surprise. God knew COVID-19 was going to come in 2020. He knew who would live and who would die. He knew who would get sick, and no matter how unprotected they be, he knew who would not catch the virus. See, God knows it all, y'all. And again, I say, nothing that is happening can take God by surprise. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. So as I go on into the lesson, and, you know, we really have to believe that it is true, because you must believe it to be able to achieve it. You know, you might, many times people say, oh, I trust God, I trust God. And they may trust him for this, and they got enough strength to trust him for that. And every now and then something come along and take your wind out, and you begin to fall into fear. You begin to allow Satan to have free rent in your head, and he start doing mind games inside of your head, because we all human. But I'm asking you tonight to just always remember that nothing that is happening can take God by surprise. The song that was played was so beautiful. He said that God is right there in the middle of everything. Every step of your life, every minute, every hour, every second of the day, is with you. If you believe he'll never leave you or forsake you, you got to believe that he's already there. Hallelujah. So as we go through our trials and tribulation, adversity, setbacks, We have to remember God is with us and God is for us. And if God be for us, who could be against us? God have your best interests at heart. You are a child of God, and God is your heavenly Father, and God will take care of his children. Believe it. So as we go into the lesson, if I'm in chapter 24 of Matthew's, I'm going to start with the first verse. And it said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. See, Jesus was teaching his disciples. And if we're in the book of Matthew's and we're in the 24th verse of the 24th chapter, we must realize that there's not that many more chapters in the book of Matthew. So it would be very obvious that Jesus' time is running short for his ministry here on earth. And I'm sure, and it's evidence in the word of God, how Jesus began to teach in parables and pump up the volume and start repeating what he really wanted them to know, because he knew he wouldn't be with them always. So Jesus and his disciples was sitting down and he was teaching them, and they were at the temple. Because they say, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. You see, the temple was built, and it was magnificent. And they were showing it to Jesus, and Jesus trying to get their sights on things eternally, like he's doing us, not on just on the things that you can see. So they began to show him the temple, and Jesus began to speak to them. And Jesus said, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? He said, you see what you see, but there's much more than meet the eye. And then he goes on to say, verily. Whenever someone tell you verily, verily, that means pay attention. Pay close attention to what's being said. What's being fixing to be said is important. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, that there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Jesus said, you're looking at this. And what they were showing him, and they was proud because the building was magnificent, y'all. And they was, you know, proud of it and happy, you know, that it was something that they could use. And they was, you know, giving it props. But Jesus was telling them, this is a building, and it's going to come a day that one stone will not fall upon another. It's going to be tumbled down. And verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, okay, he told them that, and they might have got a little bit of it. They might have understood some of it. But Jesus tell them, they came to Jesus and asked him, and they asked him to tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world. Now, they talking about the end times, the end of the world. What signs going to be seen when this time is coming? And, you know, when you think about the end of the world, the end of the world, the total of all things, the final judgment, it's going to be after the tribulation. But the end of the world signs is what we're living in right now. The age that we are living in is the signs of the last days. They're being fulfilled. They're happening every day. And you could really see and understand that, that after the church was established and Jesus was going to go, Jesus had went back to be with the Father and he left the Holy Spirit. It was the beginning of the end times because Jesus had came and made a way for salvation. And everyone would call upon his name, would be saved and be able to live eternally with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So the age of the last days has already begun. They've been begun, and you got to realize this. And, you know, I could tell you this, and how people have always been thinking the end was nearer than it was. And why I say that, and how I could say that, that it was nearer than it was. You know, in the Old Testament times, Paul was looking for the end. Isaiah was looking for the end. And I could even think about my mother. My mother, she used to always say, we living in the last days. Look at daughters against mothers and mothers against daughters and fathers against sons and sons against fathers. And, you know, that was many, many years ago. But I remember that. And when she spoke it as if the time was near. And the time is already near, always near. In a sense, on God's timetable, but not on ours as man. So they wanted to know the signs so they could be looking and know it's getting closer. So look what Jesus said in verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Instead of him going to the crusher with the action, the Bible teaches that we are in the last days. So he wants to tell us how to live in the last days. Hallelujah, y'all. He said, don't let nobody deceive you. He's saying 5, for many come in my name saying I am the Christ and shall deceive many. And 6. Well, before I get that, he's telling us to be wise. Come on, y'all. Be wise. Don't follow every doctrine. You can't cut on your TV and say hallelujah to everything that the person says. And we know there are many antichrists. Now, when I say that, I mean any anti mean that you're against something. And if you antichrist, it only means that you don't accept, believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. So that's the many antichrists. But yes, there will be a one antichrist. And let me tell you this. You see, Satan is a copycat. And not only Satan, I'll say this for some religions, like the Muslim made a Quran, but looked like they based it on God's holy word. The Jehovah's Witness took and made their own Bible. They took what's in there that they wanted to fit their agenda, and they took what else out. So it's telling us that God is the real deal. Jesus Christ is the bomb. And that's why, you know, they copycat. Satan is the biggest copycat of them all. Because everything that God say is good, Satan try to make it look like it's bad. Come on, y'all. Satan always wanna do what God did. He wanna see, you know, God's kingdom is what he's trying to overthrow. But he using the format of God's kingdom to try to build his own. Come on, y'all. See, God had a son, and his name was Jesus. So Satan wanted a son, which would be the ultimate antichrist. And there will be an ultimate Antichrist that's going to rule during the time of the tribulation, that they will really issue out 666, that he would really kill you if you want to be with God, that he would really, you know, make it very hard for those living in that time if they don't accept him. So they will be an Antichrist. So when Jesus told them that, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, many is going to come in my name. Y'all know some modern day one with the man named who had the people drink the Kool-Aid, and he deceived many. There's a lot of preachers in the pulpit, because if they for themselves, they're not for God. Come on, y'all. If your interest is all that you're concerned with, doing what you could do to try to get what you could get, where's God in that equation? So it would to head, you know, and all of the evidence being laid out, it would show that they were out for their own best interest. And I know you may know some of them. I'm not going to call any names. You know, they came with this get-rich religion. You know, the more you got, the better you are. And different things like that. So God is telling us to not be deceived. And one way we could do that is we do as 2 Timothy 2:15 says, we all have to study to show ourselves approved, as workmen need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. If you've gone through this life in this age, at this time, in the last days, and you don't have a foundation in the word of God for yourself, there are many people go to church on Sunday and listen to what the preachers say. And the preacher sometimes base his sermon, and that's what it is. It's not a study, it's a sermon. He bases it on one scripture. So, you know, you can't make it with that one scripture. Because when somebody tell you what the scriptures is in front of it and the scriptures is in back of it, and they make it kind of fit in, you're not going to know if it's right or wrong. And you'll be deceived. And verse 6, so he told them how to live in these days. Verse 4 and 5, how to live in these last days, when they wanted to know when was the last days and what are the signs. You know, many times Jesus was asked a question, and he didn't answer the question the way the person asked. He asked, you know, something else. Hallelujah. When Nicodemus came and asked how could you be saved, and Jesus told him you must be born again. So they wanted the signs of the time. They're already in the times, and he's telling them not be deceived. And that's what he's telling us today. In verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And see that ye be not troubled. Y'all, you know we got rumors of wars, and we trying to walk out of a war in Afghanistan right now. And the Palestinians is always trying to get the Jews and so on with that holy war that's going out there. And not only that, I could give you one right now, a modern day rumors of war. There's rumors that the powers that be, and I'll call them Trumpsters, who have one way of looking at things, that everything that's white is right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, and it went so far. You see, and you got to realize that a civil war is a war that is fought among people of the like you say, We are all Americans. But to have those who want to take over and get everything and causing havoc and, you know, doing all kind of things to show that white has more power, and they've been getting away with it. And now, you know, some people are standing up and holding their arms up. Come on, y'all. And saying all lives, and especially Black Lives Matter. And it can cause a struggle. You see, and when they went to take over the state capitol, they was ready for war. And it would have been a civil war because they was Americans ready to fight Americans on American soil, which make it a civil war. So God talking about wars and rumors of wars, and I tell you what is happening in y'all know what I'm trying to say, Afghanistan, you know, it's the war they trying to get out, a 20-year war. And now it looks like they want to make a war after they get out of the war because they didn't like the way they got out the war, when and how. Come on, y'all. God said you're going to hear wars and rumors about wars, the scriptures say. But look what it goes on to say. See that ye be not troubled. And this is important, y'all. What I'm fixing to say now, if you have your Bible, you could underline it. It says, for all these things must come to pass. And look what the word of God said, but the end is not yet. Sister Pam talked about it. She preached these scriptures in her prayer tonight. Crust of the lesson for tonight. It said, but the end is not yet. So we've been hearing of wars and rumors of wars and mothers against daughters and daughters against mothers and sons against fathers and fathers against mothers. Some fathers begin father against sons and sons against father for many years. But the Bible says the end is not yet. And it goes on into 7 and say, for nation shall rise against nation. Y'all know that. And that's been happening since the beginning of time because they had the 12 tribes of Israel, which was a nation. And they had Ishmael had a nation. Come on, y'all. And Esau had a nation. And all those nations were always in conflict with one another. So I come to tell you, y'all, this has been happening a long time. And there's some people that really think the end, well, like the people told us before in the year 2000, now this 2021, they swore and put their head on the chopping block. That the world was going to end in 2000. The Jehovah's Witnesses have predicted the end before, and many others have. But the word of God said, but the end is not yet. And he went on to talk about the nation against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. He's saying there should be famine in the land. There's no food to feed the people in Africa and Haiti and many other places. Even the Jews are asking for donations to help feed the widow Jews. Famine in the land, y'all. And it goes on to say pestilence. COVID-19 could be considered a pestilence. Come on, y'all. That RSV, that the babies is getting, the respiratory thing, pestilence. Come on, y'all. Pestilence in the land. And he said, this is a scripture, and earthquakes in diverse places. Diver in this verse mean different places. Haiti just had an earthquake. You know, we started recently, well, not recent, but in recent years, hearing about tsunamis. The fire fight, the fires in California. Places that never ever flood is flooding now. And many believe it has something to do with global warming. But the Bible said, he said in verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrow. This is Jesus talking, y'all, before he left to be with the Father. He says the beginning of sorrow. So when we understand the word of God, we can begin to understand the things of God. And that was Jesus Christ speaking. And many times it's said in the Bible and other places. So we have to just hold on, y'all, my sisters and brothers. You know, we are living in trying times. And thank God we have a Savior. And you have to just continue to look up to God. And I'm not trying to make it seem that you could achieve it 24 hours a day for every adversity, trial, or tribulation, because we human. But even if we fall down the vowel stone, when you get up, you have to keep going. And that's just a fact. And you should hold on as tight as you can through prayer and supplication, making your requests known unto God. Start speaking to your problem about how big your God is. You know, right through here, I was just telling Ida, yeah, you got some wins. But God created the wind. And you've been bringing water in with you. But God created the seas. Because Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and everything that dwells therein. There's nothing bigger than God. And God has promised to supply all of our needs. You know, and I get questioned a lot, like, Sister Diane, if God loved me, why did he let my mama die? The Bible say we all born to die. And it amazes me because their mother is like 92 years old. And they don't even feel like they can make it through the day. And they have people that lose their babies soon after they come out of the womb. You know, sometimes it appears that no matter how much God does, how many times God proves himself to us over and over and over and over, it sometimes seems like it's just not enough. You know, and if we look in the Bible in 2 Timothy. Timothy wrote this after Jesus was gone from seeing all that he was seeing. And, well, Timothy, Paul wrote the book, the letter to Timothy to encourage him. And I'm going to just go through that and let you see what it says. It says in verses 1 through 5, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. And I'm using this because Sister Pam talked about this kind of in her breath. They say, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times should come. Now, Jesus told us in that one verse how to live here, to not be deceived. And then he went on about the signs. And he said, y'all see these signs and you done heard it before, but I'm telling you, it's not the end, but it's just the beginning of sorrow. Now, this is interesting in the way that Peter says this. Peter is talking about some of the reasons why. Come on now. Because in verse 2, in the book in the book of 2 Timothy, Paul says in verse 2, for men shall be lovers of them all, their own selves. It's the condition of the world, y'all. It's the condition of the hearts of man. They would be have covetous spirits. They would be boasters, and they would be proud and blasphemers and disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Y'all see that in verse 3, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, despisers of those that are good. You know, they often tell me, I don't understand why you got to be on the prayer line 3 times a day and do it 7 days a week. And if it's 3 times a day, that's 3 hours a day, and God gave us 24. Do the math. He said that people would become traitors. They would be hating, you know, of themselves, just stuck on themselves. And the Bible told us to not think more of yourself than you should, because you're going to run into a problem. You see, they have become high-minded, and they are lovers of pleasure more than they love God. And this is the kicker, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We can't have a form of godliness, y'all. There's so many like that. Because you see, when you really, truly love him, you might get weak. Sometimes you might even enter a little fear. But it's never, ever what we go through. It's all about who we go through it with. So tonight I encourage each and every one of us, as we face with the trials of tribulation, Lord, I'm asking that you look down upon those who may, dear God, and their money is running out. Heavenly Father, make a way for them out of no way. The ones that wasn't able to leave or just didn't leave, and they're in conditions with lights out with 101 temperatures, well, 90% with a heat index of 101 temperatures. Help them, dear God. And God, I know none of this ain't taking you by surprise, but I also know that you're working it out for their good. And I also now know you're holding back weapons that's trying to form against them. Lord, sometimes we are tested in a fire, but you told us if we stay with you, keep our mind on you, look up towards you, that everything is going to be all right. We might be tried in a furnace, but God, you have promised that we're going to come out as pure gold. And as I do a conclusion on that, Jesus show them things that they were seeing with their own eyes and they thought it was so grand. Jesus said, that's temporal, man. That's what he actually told them, in a sense. He said, that's temporal. He said, because it's not going to last. It's not going to stand. Because everything we know of is going to be destroyed. We know that, y'all. So Jesus go on and tell them how to live in these perilous times. Don't be deceived. He said, now they're going to be, you're going to be hearing stuff of wars and rumors of wars and nations against nations and kingdom against kingdom. And yeah, they're going to be famine in the land. And they're going to be pestilence and earthquake. And it says, and dive up in different places. He said, but all of these are the beginning of sorrow. And there's another scripture in the Bible where they say it's the beginning of the birth pains, the beginning of sorrow. It's just the beginning of the birth pains. And God is telling us, hold on, my sisters and brothers. He said, if you think back over your life, you can truly say that you've been blessed. This is not the first storm. And he's telling us in his word it won't be the last. But it's not what comes our way. It's who we go through it with. So and hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch God fix it. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch the salvation of the Lord and see the hand of God moving in your behalf and, hallelujah, and bringing you through dangers seen and unseen. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, because the Bible lets us know that help is on the way. And that's my lesson for tonight. And if anybody would like to make a comment, have a testimony, want to talk about where they are right now, if they evacuated, if they're at home, or if you need to say anything, or you want to get some names on the prayer list, you can do it at this time. God is affording an opportunity. He has given us this forum where we could come together with one another. Anyone have anything they would like to say? Well, that's it for tonight. And again, I thank each and every one of you. And I'm just going to ask Minister Elyria, could she, Miss, I don't want to call and she, Minister Mackey. If someone would like to pray and lead us out, if someone would like to do a benediction. See, I ask these questions to you guys all of the time because God is affording an opportunity for his people to be used for the service that he created us to do. He gave us this forum. He gave us this platform, you know, and you know, if you would like to, you have the opportunity, you know. I've heard people say, you know, they could do this and they could do that, and they, you know, maybe left this church or left that church because they say they never let them do anything. But this is just an open forum, and this is just the way that God planned it. So if anyone would like to do anything at this time, you can. If not, I'll do a benediction. I'm going in the book of 2 Peter, verse chapter 3, verse 18. And God was teaching the disciples through the word on tonight that we expounded on. And Peter left us with his last words. He said that asks us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. So it is God's desire that we continue to grow. He know we could never be perfect, and he's not looking for our perfection. He's only looking for our direction. And that's our program for tonight. And I thank you all again for coming and joining in. And it is my desire that all of you be blessed and that God bless each and every one of you real good. That's it for tonight. And if it's God's desire and your will, we'll be back next Wednesday at the same time, 8:30 hour, for words of wisdom, plain and simple. And I'm your host, Diane Adams. Good night.